Today, I'm going to take a little time and visit with Chris Blocker because someone needs to talk to Chris because otherwise she's out there giving presentations and everything else. You have about, well, first of all, thanks for taking time to visit.
Absolutely. Thanks for inviting me to come in, Jim.
So we had, you've kind of gone through your winter months and started to make the rounds to all the different entities in the county and say, here's what we did last year. And here, what a banner year last year.
It was a
busy
banner year.
And that's just for the things that were going on, and we're looking at even more this year.
I know, right?
Yeah.
It's so exciting because I keep saying, can we outdo the year before? But we are somehow. We just keep finding a way to outdo the year before. So and this year even is off to the races. I mean, we're looking like we're going to have a really busy summer this year and an extremely busy tourism season.
Well, we know that most everything that was going on previously, we would always talk about the pandemic and stuff. Basically, we're back. We're seeing the numbers. Boone and Scenic Valley seeing the numbers that they had seen pre-pandemic. Of course, we didn't have rail explorers then, but now we just throw a little bit more on there. The Ledges got their centennial celebrations.
Yes.
It's going to be, and we have a Farm Progress show, plus an extra concert or two in there.
I know, right?
Yeah.
And the WHO tractor ride.
Yeah.
And this last weekend, you probably saw a lot of extra visitors in town for Questers. So there's a lot of things on the calendar.
So
you shouldn't complain about being bored this summer.
There's stuff there.
There's stuff there.
I know when one of the things during the winter months is you go out and you visit a lot of tourist things. You made a few adjustments this year on where you were going to go and what you're going to be, who you were going to be visiting with.
Yep.
Because we see people look like, you know, within easy a day's trip, they can be here and then they're looking at staying and then spending time.
Absolutely. So our schedule has, it changed just a little bit this last year. So I started off in Schaumburg, Illinois. That's always the first travel show. Illinois is the number one state that travels to Iowa. Outside of Iowans traveling within the state. So we target them a lot. So started there and then went to La Crosse, Wisconsin. So that was new this year.
A little different.
Yep. But a great show, had tons of interest. Then headed to Indianapolis, Indiana. That's a longer show and more of a vacation is what we promote when we're there versus a weekend getaway type of a excursion. So, and then headed off to Omaha. And then here just this last week, just got back from Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, do a group travel show there.
Those would be the bus tour things.
Yep, bus tours.
Because they're starting to come back, aren't they?
Yeah, right. And you spoke of the pandemic. That's been the slowest thing for tourism to come back is bus tours. But wow, we saw an influx of them last year. And I think we'll see even a greater influx of them come this year.
So, and plus we got some extra promotional opportunities. You went to Iowa Tourism, and did you have to enter? Did you have to apply to, 2.0?
The Soul of Iowa 2.0. So that's a great question, Jim. I did apply. As you can imagine, there were hundreds of places and towns, destinations around the state of Iowa that applied. We were one of the top seven that our application was received in. So, we were so fortunate. I say it all the time. We could not have afforded Jaybird to come in and fly his drone. He's a professional drone pilot. He came in, flew his drone. The footage for the Boone and Scenic is out. And here July 1, we'll get to see all of the footage from around Boone County. So,
and again, that'll be part of the tourism presentation that if people are looking where to go and what to do in Iowa.
Yep.
You're there, front and center.
Right, exactly. That's what's so exciting about it. So Soul of Iowa started last year with four communities receiving that. That was 2 years ago. Last year, we were one of seven. But that is the marketing package for the state tourism office. So when they do all their marketing to all the other 49 states, you get to see Boone County in it. So, I mean, that's what's so exciting.
For those that haven't seen it yet, you want to watch a drone come flying under the train, above the tracks. And then up in a window and then going right through the rail car.
Yes.
And nobody looks at it.
No, right?
That was our challenge.
It was a little training, but it was incredible. It was so incredible. And Jay is just, there's a reason he's nationally ranked for a drone pilot, because he is just so incredibly good. That, and when you watch that footage, that is a one take. So that's not edited. That is a one take. He took off and he flew that, and it's not edited. It is incredible.
It's folks, be watching for that. It's all part of the tourism package. It's going to be out there, and you'll see it and you go, I know that place. That's good. Yeah. So we're part of it.
It made some people stop in their tracks this winter when I played it on our TV. They were in awe.
Well, we have, again, these are just some of the regular things that are happening, of course, out there at Central Iowa Expo. You have a concert coming up here relatively soon.
Yeah.
Trace Adkins coming.
Yeah, we're excited. So Bryce Leatherwood is his opening, which is exciting. If you watch The Voice, he was the winner of The Voice last year. So up and coming national star going to be. So anyway, we're excited. He's going to open for Trace Adkins June 22nd. If you haven't gotten your tickets, get them. They are so reasonably priced, $40. Obviously, it's an open air concert.
Sure.
But we got a stage coming in. You know, we've run some concerts out in that area before. Obviously, Luke Bryan's been out in that area, but we're excited. We're excited.
This is one that Central Iowa Expo is doing?
Yep, correct.
With support, of course.
Correct. with some sponsorships. Thank you to Fairway, the presenting sponsor. But so we're excited about that. Farm Progress put a concert on 2 years ago, but this concert is solely the Central Iowa Expo.
I know that, and that's one of the things when you went out there and started helping and working with them, which, by the way, she does, is, that's where you're going to find Visit Boone County.
Yep.
But one of the things is they wanted to do more, but again, you have to do it reasonable, and how can we do it and be successful? And so this is...
Yeah.
Some of the things that you've been working on.
Right. Correct, Jim. And honestly, we've seen an influx of activity happening out there. We do a lot of police training. It's a great course out there, obviously, for some maneuver and high speed, that type of stuff. We close the gates and let them go to town. But honestly, this last week we had sniper training out there. So talk about...
People are going, what?
I know. Yeah. Amazing. So they were on our corn bins and what an opportunity for them to do some awesome training, and we're blessed to have the facilities to allow them to do that.
Gives them that space, and they can do the training they need to do.
Absolutely.
Well, one of the other things that, of course, CVB does, or Visit Boone County does, you put on some monthly events downtown Boone at the Green Space.
That's correct.
We are not far away, folks. It's coming up soon.
Yes, we're a week from tomorrow.
Chris's only thing is, please make the weather better.
Right.
Well, it was, you know what? Outdoor events, and we deal with the weather.
100%. 100%. Yep. We get what we're handed, and you just work with it. So our first event is Friday, May 3rd. Sponsor is Landis. We thank all of our sponsors. So May 3rd, Cinco de Mayo. We're excited. A huge shout out to Scott Amusements. They're bringing in a couple kids rides, carnival rides for the kids. They don't charge anything. So we're so excited that the kids get to come down, ride some rides for free. And then we have live entertainment. So Jake and Hawk will be on stage from 6 to 9.
All right.
We'll have a couple food trucks and a dessert truck. The parlor always brings their ice cream. So we're excited. It's going to be a great time.
A lot of the downtown businesses looking to
absolutely
participate.
Yep, absolutely. We always encourage them to keep their doors open, and we even when I'm on stage, I encourage people to walk around downtown. Well, in June we'll have a classic cars and cornhole. Okay. So that's new. Cornhole tournament's going to be new this year. That's a big deal. I think right now we're looking at like 45 teams, 45 to 60 teams. Whoa. Yeah, it's going to be huge. And a car show on top of that. So again, give you a reason to walk downtown, get into some of those downtown shops and see what they have and or eat at some of those places here. They're just eager to have customers come in and see them.
You know, one of the challenges you're looking at, the same as, I know Jen was looking at for Pufferbilly Days. City's got this downtown resurfacing project going on, but looking to work around that as much as you can, I'm guessing.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, we go with the flow, you know, we get what we get. And I've been told it won't affect Story Street during our times of nights on the green. So we should be good.
All right.
Yeah. And again, I just want to give a shout out to all of our sponsors, Landis, Boone County Hospital.
Okay.
And Boone County Hospital in June, just keep this in mind, they're looking to do a food for kids program.
Okay.
So that night, I'm hoping that people will bring some kid-friendly food items and drop them off for the
They did
Boone
it
County
last
Hospital.
Year and did distributions. They'd go one day to Ogden, one day to Madrid, one day to Boone. And then next week, they'd start the circuit again.
Right. So, yeah. We want to help those kiddos over the summer months when they're home. So, okay. And then July sponsor is Ogden Telephone. Elm Quest Towing is in August. And September is DMAC. So,
you got a busy schedule.
Just a few things happening.
Are you looking at doing October again?
We're not. It was chilly and
that was a little tougher.
Yeah, it's tougher. You know, kids are back,
especially
in
the evening.
Yeah. Once the sun goes down, and it goes down earlier in October, so just want to stick to the things that we're really good at. So we're doing May through September.
So we got five first Fridays.
Yep, five first Fridays. They all fall on the first Friday this year. So
hey, the 4th of July one's going to be busy, huh?
It should be busy. That's Hero Night, so we're excited. We'll honor all of our heroes and celebrate the 4th of July.
The best part of it is once again rather inexpensive.
You know, it shouldn't cost you anything other than
whatever
if you want to buy beverages
or
food. Yep.
Otherwise, just a few hours, come down, a little entertainment, get together with friends, family, and enjoy yourself.
Absolutely. We have picnic tables now that have been sponsored, umbrellas. So we have some seating, tons of kids' games. We have some new kids' games to roll out this year. So activities for them. We try to keep the kiddos busy while mom and dad can sit and visit. So should be a good season.
Well, you had a great list of people as sponsors last year, and again, it wasn't too hard to line them up this year,
not at all.
They were kind of standing there waiting.
They were standing waiting. We have some that absolutely just are like, get me on the schedule for next year. And same as our entertainment, you know, they're excited about coming in. Our food trucks were an easy find. They make lots of money and honestly give us a nice variety. So between all of our businesses downtown and then a couple food trucks, keeps them people busy.
Okay. You've been talking to like the shops on Story, so they're well aware of who's going to be doing what, when, and
yep. I definitely stay in touch with them, and they are very good to work with us, and you know, we try to stay in touch with them and give them all the updates as far as what type of entertainment each month is coming and what specialties are going to be there. Like, you know, August is usually race month, so we have some race cars downtown and on display. And
They're getting ready for Super National.
They're gearing up for Super National. So we try to give a little variety of everything and
all part of the fun of being in Boone County, right?
Absolutely. And you know, so many exciting things, you know, obviously we can't wait to roll out. Watch social media because the opening date for the Iowa Arboretum, the new Treehouse Village, is going to be real, real, real soon. In fact, I talked with Mark Schneider this morning, and that announcement's going to be made in just a few days.
Mark's playing it close.
I'm so excited for that.
Well, Yeah, you. There's a lot of people very excited.
Yeah.
I mean, such an undertaking. And again, one of those, I get a destination.
Absolutely. It just, you know, it just allows visitors to spend more time in Boone County. And that's really what we want them to do. We want them to capture more time and give them just a plethora of things that they can do when they come to town.
And of course, we know, besides what you guys are doing for Visit Boone County and CVB downtown and that, but all those other activities. We got the municipal band's going to be playing. They're going to have music down and Tunes in the Trees.
Yes, Tunes in the Trees, yep.
So they'll be doing that as well. There's just a lot of things. Yep. We'll throw in a fair, a fun days, a few other things.
Right, always the races on Saturday night out at the Speedway.
Busy. I already know you've had a lot of company out there at Central Iowa Expo because it is Farm Progress Show year.
It is.
So you get to be like the host group.
Yep. It is a good time. I love Farm Progress. We have a great relationship with their team. They're just incredible people that are just so good to work with. So we're excited about that. Honestly, they were in town last week, looking to be just an incredible show again this year. They're already 90% sold out. So it's just going to be a massive show again. And they have something fun that's going to be exciting. You're going to want to be there for this year. So
all right.
They always have something always quirky something, yeah. That, yeah, is entertaining. So, and of course, we at the Discover or at Visit Boone County, partner with Discover Ames and Catch Des Moines. And we put on the vendor reception on Tuesday night at the Van Wall Building. So that's on the Tuesday, August 27th. So all of the vendors are invited to come into the building, have appetizers and drinks. And we just welcome them, show them a lot of hospitality. And then have a few minutes to tell them about Boone County.
Here's what we've got. Enjoy yourself and have fun.
Yep.
So that end of August. Before that, beginning of August, I know you had a really good group of people that stepped up to volunteer going to the state fair.
Absolutely.
Again, all of these things have to be planned. They just don't happen in like a 2 or 3 days.
No. I talk about it all the time. We have the largest booth in the Varied Industries Building. It takes a lot of volunteers to man that booth. And so I am so grateful that we have volunteers that make that trek to Des Moines to help share the good news about Boone County. So they block off a 4-hour schedule. They get a free ticket to the state fair. So I'm so grateful that we do have good volunteers that step up each and every year. So we'll start that here soon. It takes a while to get all those people signed up. So we'll start that here.
It won't
real
be
soon.
That far away, folks. Sign up genius. It's out there somewhere.
It is. It's coming soon.
All you got to do is go to Visit Boone County. Go to the website, Visit Boone County. You'll find all kinds of things.
Absolutely.
The first thing is you sign up to volunteer.
Sign up to volunteer. That's right.
You got a lot of other things. I know that you've got a kiosk that's going to be going in down here by the welcome train. That'll be, again, that's been away for a little while, but coming back.
Yep. We're excited about that. Yep. Hopefully we'll start construction on that soon. That'll be, down by the welcome to Boone train. It's going to be just a benefit to visitors coming to town, a 24-hour information area where they can just get information of different things they can see, do, places they can go eat, shop, services that we offer. So, that's a new bonus thing. We got new apparel coming out. It says Visit Boone County. So some t-shirts that we'll have for sale around the county. So, those are going to be fun.
Bring them on out.
The
things that we did want to remind everybody about is the Fridays, first Friday. Once again, we've got 5 of them coming up, starting with Cinco de Mayo.
Yep.
And Landis is the, let's do the sponsors again. Landis,
Boone County Hospital, Ogden Telephone, Elmquist Towing, and DMAC.
And those are the sponsors this year for those Friday evening events, with a lot of other things that'll be going on in conjunction with them. So, folks, come on down. It's pretty easy to just come down, especially if the weather's nice, walk around, visit with some friends, enjoy some music, have some refreshments, have some food with food trucks. And it's part of just making our downtown walkable, all part of the Main Street thing. I know you're watching that too.
Absolutely. Just enjoy the evenings and fellowship. Just a good time to just sit and relax.
Yeah. Keep up with what's going on or what's happening with Visit Boone County, all the events and everything. You can go to the website, also Facebook.
Absolutely.
Give me a call. Yourself a friend.
Yep. Yeah. And follow our Facebook or in social media pages and visitboonecounty.com.
And get out there and enjoy yourself. Be part of, from the numbers we've seen, great numbers at Boone and Scenic Valley, great numbers for Rail Explorers. And if you haven't done it yet, go ahead. There's a lot of people on their third and fourth trips.
Right. You know, Legis State Park.
Yeah, 100 Centennial.
Years this year. Yep, absolutely.
A lot of parties coming up or a lot of things the end of the year for that, too. Yep. So
I just encourage you to be a good ambassador when all these visitors come to town. Welcome them and make them feel like Boone's really a great community and Boone County is just an awesome place to be.
Chris Blocker, our guest on the program, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Jim.